Right, good afternoon. It is Thursday, November 7th. My name is Jill Foster, Marion County Hearings Officer. This second case is the application of Don Edwards and Bill Stanley. If you haven't already done so, please sign in to the sign-in sheet to receive a copy of the recommendation or to present any testimony. I believe everyone was present for the prior hearing, but I will continue with statutorily required statements for the record. The failure of an issue to be raised in this hearing in person or by letter or failure to provide statements or evidence sufficient to afford the decision maker an opportunity to respond to the issue may preclude an appeal based on that issue and may preclude it from being raised at a later time. It's ORS 197.7633. Failure of the applicant to raise a constitutional or other issue related to proposed conditions of approval with sufficient specificity to allow the local government or its designee to respond to the issue precludes an action for damages in circuit court. For a condition of approval to apply, it must be stated with sufficient specificity to enable the applicant to respond to the condition prior to the close of the final local hearing, ORS 197.7963. I've had no ex parte communication in this matter, meaning I haven't had any contact with the parties or Marion County Planning about the subject matter of today's hearing. This is case number ZCCP24005. The matter before the hearings officer today is the application of Bill Stanley on behalf of Don Edwards to change the zone from UD urban development to RM multiple family residential on a 0.5 acre parcel located at 4450 Blueberry Lane Northeast, Salem, T7SR2W, Section 7DC, Tax Lot 501. Before I summarize the material in the case file, I will ask the parties if there are any objections to the notice, jurisdiction, or conflict of interest. Mr. Stanley, any objection? No?
We have no objection.
Okay, thank you.
None for us.
Okay, thank you. This case file contains the zone change application, letter from City of Salem to Willamette Engineering, hearing notice, Marion County planning memorandum, zoning map, notification map, notice list, maps and proposed drawings, request for comments from various agencies, and then comments from those agencies. All testimony should be directed to the subject matter of this case. The laws and provisions applicable to this case are found in the Marion County Code, specifically Chapter 17.123 and statewide planning goals. Also included are Marion County Code provisions for multiple family residential, urban development, and zone change in Chapter 16. Those are the criteria I believe apply, and if you have any others that you believe apply or any of those do not apply, please let me know in your testimony. Are there any procedural questions before we begin?
No.
Okay. Thank you. Right, we'll begin with Planning Division presenting its report. We'll begin, I'm sorry, and your name?
My name's Alex Cipher.
Cipher, yes.
Yeah, this is my first one, so.
Okay, I saw your name on there, but
if I need to do anything procedurally different, you just let me know.
Okay, I will, thank you. Mr. Cipher, do you swear or affirm that the testimony you will give in this proceeding will be true to the best of your knowledge?
I do.
Please state your name, spell your last name for the record, and provide your mailing address.
Yes. My name is Alex Cipher, spelled S-E-I-F-E-R, 5155 Silverton Road, Northeast Salem, Oregon.
Thank you. And Mr. Cipher, please present your memorandum.
For the record, this is Alex Cipher. The item before you today is an application for a zone change from UD urban development to RM multifamily residential on a 0.58 acre parcel located at 4450 Blueberry Lane Northeast within the UGB urban growth boundary of the City of Salem. The property is located on the south side of Blueberry Lane Northeast, which is a private named road easement that branches west off 45th Avenue Northeast, approximately 1,000 feet north of Silverton Road. Surrounding properties in the area include a wide variety of zoning and uses, including multifamily, single-family housing, other UD parcels, various commercial and industrial zones, which are mostly concentrated along Silverton Road, and even some public zones. Of particular note, the parcel borders Chemeketa Community College on its west side. Though it is far away from main classroom buildings, it's just near some greenhouses and a storage shed used for horticulture. The parcel is also notably within a transit corridor and is within 3/4 miles of 3 different elementary schools. The Planning Division requested comments from various governmental agencies to comment on the proposal. Those that provided comments were the City of Salem Planning Department and Marion County LDEP. Land Development, Engineering, and Permits. There are no streams, wildlife habitat areas, geological hazards, or flood zones identified on the subject property. Staff recommends approval at this time as the proposal meets the criteria for a zone change as outlined in the staff report. The applicant has addressed criteria 7A through D outlined in Chapter 16.39, which is the zone changes section of the urban code. They have shown that their proposed multifamily dwelling zone is appropriate for the underlying comprehensive plan designation for Salem of multifamily. They've also shown that it meets the purpose statement for the multifamily zone, which is MCC 16.04.000, which, in paraphrase, is to provide for multiple family dwellings on a lot or attached dwellings on separate lots at residential densities greater than permitted in the RL zone. They've also shown that the site is served by city water and sewer and that all other necessary public services are either available or could be made available. And then finally, the proposed zone change would not adversely affect allowed uses on adjacent properties zoned for less intensive uses, as there are other properties immediately adjacent which are also zoned multifamily within the area. Additionally, the applicants addressed the goals and policies found in the housing and land use and urbanization sections of the City of Salem Comprehensive Plan. This is outlined in Section 8 of the staff report and was a part of addressing the criterion 7A. That is all that I have for now. I will stand for any questions.
Thank you. No objections received to the application?
No objections were received from any of the commenting agencies or any members of the public.
Thank you. I don't think I have any specific questions at this time. Mr. Stanley would like to present, or Mr. David, whoever would like to present. You can bring another chair up in both.
I'm fine.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Good afternoon.
And it's Mr. Stanley, is that correct?
No, I'm Gerald Horner.
Gerald Horner, okay, sorry.
That's all right. Of Willamette Engineering. Okay. I'm representing landowners.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Horner.
Address is 3290 Perkins Street, Northeast Salem, Oregon, 97303.
Okay. And perfect. Do you prefer mailing? Do you prefer the post office box?
I prefer the P.O. box for mailing.
Okay.
Cleaner that way.
All right. We will do that then. All right. And Mr. Horner, do you swear or affirm that the testimony you'll give in this proceeding will be true to the best of your knowledge?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Thank you. Please proceed.
Also reviewed the last sheet, the conditions
one more look at one thing in here. Yeah, pretty clean with no issues with City of Salem Services. And
yeah, we communicate with both of them. I mean, both of them, with the Public Works Department. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And the development this is it's 8 units adding? Is that correct?
We're currently looking in detail at 2 fourplexes.
Okay. The staff memorandums thoroughly addresses all that, so I don't think I have any questions for you either. And it seems pretty clear cut, so I don't know that anybody needs to keep the record open for any length of time.
We see no need on our part to keep it open.
Okay, all right. Well, with that, then we'll close the record and we'll get a recommendation out to you definitely within 30 days.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.